Suppose a man was, a woman was wearing funny looking clothes, you know. What would you say? She looks kind of...
She looks funny to me.
Okay. And suppose a woman was wearing her best clothes. You say, she's really all...
She's well dressed.
Okay. Would you say dressed up?
That's right.
Or would you say she's dolled up?
Dressed up.
Pardon?
Dressed up, I'd call it.
And if it was a man, what would you say?
I'd say it as a well-dressed man.
Okay. What word do you usually refer to an older person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You'd say he's certainly, for his age.
That's right. I'd say he's certainly active to be his age.
Uh-huh. Any other word besides active?
No, not that I know of.
Did you ever hear pert?
Perk. Yes, I've heard the word.
Uh-huh. Well, how would you use that word?
Well, perk.
Are you expecting someone?
Mm-mm. That's the hogs under the house.
Oh, it's not somebody at the door.
No, ma'am, no. Perked up, that's mean in good spirit, don't it?
Uh-huh.
Sir! Sir, I'm under there. Got some little pigs here, they'll ease under there every now and then. And I'm afraid they'll break my pipes I got under there.
Oh, so you yell at them and they go away?
Yes, and I holler at them, they'll go away. They keep on out through the front. They go in the back, but now I holler at them, they'll go on out through the front.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
What do you call a bird that pecks a hole, that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill, like this?
That's a hammer pecker.
What?
A hammer pecker.
Okay.
He has a red head.
Are there a lot of them around here?
Yes, ma'am, there is. Out there in the woods there.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? It kind of looks like a cricket, but not a cricket.
It's a grasshopper.
What would you call it when somebody just goes out of control? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went like that across the highway. How would you describe it?
I'd say they lost control of it.
Uh-huh. And how would you describe the way that the car went when they lost control?
Well, if I seen it, I could say which way it went. That way, something like that, if I seen it.
And... okay. What about an explosion? If there was an explosion, you'd say the pieces went...
in the air.
How would you describe it? Did they go all to one place?
No, they would scatter.
Uh-huh. Where?
In the air. About so many feet in the air.
Uh-huh.
Best I could...
You'd say they'd scatter every...
which away.
Pardon?
Every which away.
Okay. Thank you. What do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits live in? Children are afraid to go into a...
a house?
Like that.
Well, I would call it haunted.
Say, would you tell me that again?
I would say haunted.
What are those spirits called that live in that house?
They call haunts. All I know. A haunted house.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Well, I would call that just a black cat.